Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Nitzavim, the final Shabbos of Tavshin Pei Aleph, as we prepare for a much better year of Tavshin Pei Beis. The Parsha, of course, begins Atem Nitzavim Ayem Kulchem, and Rashi says, the Rashi is printed after Pasuk Yud Beis in the standard Chumashim. Rashi says, Atem Nitzavim Hayayim, because Klal Yisrael heard the Teichacha, and they were frightened. Hischilu Panei Amarikais. They were very frightened by what happened, and they said, Miyuchalamid Beilu. Who can withstand all these klalos? Therefore, Hischil Moshe Lefaisa, Moshe Rabbeinu calmed them down. He said, Atem Nitzavim Hayayim, Har Behechastem Lamakaim. Look, you've done much in the midbar that was misbehavior, he's mefayis them. It needs an explanation. What kind of nechama is this? In the midbar, it's true that they sinned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they paid a price. They paid a very steep price. A whole generation was lost. The whole generation died in the midbar and did not make it into Eretz Yisrael. What exactly is the nechama of the experience of the Dar HaMidbar? The experience of the Dar HaMidbar seems to have been a terrible experience. It's true, Klal Yisrael survived as a nation, but many people were punished. This needs some type of a calling into account exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mefayis them with. The Michtam Elio, in the second volume, in a Maimer from page 33 to 35, makes the following point. He says, in life, there are times that a person does well because of it, nisarusa de le'elo, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu gives him a spark of inspiration. The Kaddish Baruch Hu gives him a moment where it goes well. You know the feeling, every once in a while, you daven Shemayin Esrei, and it just goes well, not because you put extra effort into it, but that's called this arusa de le'elo. Kaddish Baruch Hu sometimes gives you a spark of inspiration. There are other times where, you know, most of the time, I guess, we have to work on it. Where it comes from a lot of effort that a person puts his mind to it, but sets his mind to it. Sometimes there's a need, and he sets himself to dive. And what to have a say to learn, to push himself, to learn properly. The rule, says the Michtam Elio, is that even though, in Esarusa de Leila, even though when from heaven you have a gift and things go well, It's much more fulfilling. It makes a person feel good. It goes in a much smoother way. It's not a struggle. Nevertheless, he says that when it comes from Nisarusa de Lasata, Yesh Lo Kiyum, then it has a permanence. Then it sticks. Then it's something that stays. The rule in life is easy come, easy go. If you get to something in an easy way, so easy come, easy go, then it doesn't necessarily stay with you. Something you struggle to achieve, something you work hard to achieve, that has more of a permanence. And we find that throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. Rosa shifcha al hayam, mashal ro yecheskel ben buzi. At Kriyas Yamsuf, all the Jews that went through the Yamsuf saw visions that were even greater than the visions of Yecheskel. And yet, those who went through the Yam and saw these visions didn't become Yecheskels. They didn't become Nevi'im L'dayreis. Why? Because it was a gift. When Klal Yisrael crossed Kriyas Yamsuf, it was a gift. It's Isarirusa de La'ila. God gifted something. Yecheskel, on the other hand, he lived during the terrible period of the Chorban. Whatever he achieved through his hard work. And it's true that the Shifcha saw more. Rasa Shifcha Yam Yaiser Mashaloi Ra Yechel, more than Yecheskel, but it doesn't matter. That which easy come, it's a gift. It's what you do with it. Try to do something with it, but it's easy to lose. Something that comes through hard work has permanence. The same thing we find by the Luchais. Luchais Rishonis, they were a gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Klal Yisrael, the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we're giving you the Torah. For that generation, they came, it was a gift. The physical luchas, the stone of the luchas, was a gift. Kadosh Baruch Hu presented it to Moshe Rabbeinu in heaven. And the whole Kabbalah Satira was a gift to that generation. The second luchos, on the other hand, they came through hard work. They came through hard work, not only that Klal Yisrael, after sitting at the Egel, had to accomplish in 40 days of tshuva, and then have a second Kabbalah HaTorah, but even the luchos themselves, the stones themselves, Hashem said, no more gifts. My Rabbeinu take a chisel and chisel out the luchos. It wasn't an easy job. It was a very hard job. Psalucha. We make a fuss over psalucha. Why? Because the Torah wants to teach us. That which comes to you in an easy way is easily lost. Something that you struggle for, that you work for, you work hard for, that comes with more of a permanence, and that has a kiyum. And that's a klal in general, says the Mr. Malio, in life, it is that way. It's that what that which comes to you easily, easy come, easy go. That which comes with hard work, that has a permanence. And Mamela, if we understand that, we understand the Nechama to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, there was the Dar that left Mitzrayim. Why did they leave Mitzrayim? For the most part, it was Schus Avis. They had Schusim too. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yesko L'kim Esprisei, Avram, Yisrael, V'yakov, Shbaruch Hu did it because of the Avis. It was a tremendous part of it was in the Sarusa de La'ela. Klal Yisrael, Memtesh Shari Tomas still went out. That was the Dar that went into the Midbar. The Dar in the Midbar, that grew up in the Midbar, they grew up in a generation that was facing a time of Ayanish, a time of punishment. And they still made it. That's in the Sarusa de la Santa. That has a permanence. It's not as if the Kodesh Baruch Hu tried once, it didn't work, because they tried with the next generation and it worked. If that was true, that Tem Nitzavim Hayayim is not really a Nechama. It's not really a consolation, they're not condolences. However, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Hischilu Pareim Arikais, they got frightened by the Teichacha. They said, what's going to be with us? Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, it's for a reason. It's because afterwards you'll struggle, you'll strive, and look, you'll be a somebody. And that's a message for Yom HaNeirah. As we come to the end of Tashin Pei Aleph, and many of us have, in these turbulent times, struggled in Ruchnius, struggled sometimes in just in Gashvius, in Parnasa, or health, in Yanim. You should know, Aten Nitzavim Ayam Kolchem. It's the struggle. It's the struggle that makes it permanent. It's the struggle that makes it a part of you. It's the struggle that says it came from you, even if it's less than the Shivcha on the Yam. But that's the Nechama of Moshe Rabbeinu. Atem Nitzavim Hayayim Kolchem. I'd like to share with you a thought as we try to have a focus going towards Rosh Hashanah. We live, for many of us, in the most turbulent period of our lives. We're post-Holocaust people, and we're living through certainly the most turbulent year and a half that we have ever lived through. I'd like to tell you something that I saw from Rabbi Yaakov. This is in the Emes L'Yaakov Al-Nach, Chelek Beis. So far only Chelek Beis has been published before Chelek Aleph. And there, on page Kuf Pei Beis, the Rabbi Yaakov records the hesped that he said in 1934 after the passing of the Chafetz Chaim. And he says the following. We know that the Chafetz Chaim did a lot with an eye towards Mashiach. Many of his Sfarim were focused on Mashiach. His Kol Kachim was on the Mashiach. He mentions the Sefer Likutei Halachis, which deals with Halachis that are when Mashiach comes. Even the Sefer Shmiras Haloshin, he speaks constantly about Hashmira from Lashon Hara brings Mashiach closer. And that the Chafetz Chaim focused on Mashiach, Pashat Pshat, simple idea is, because we want Mashiach to come. We want to have Schusim, Mashiach should come, and that's certainly true. Rabbi Yaakov in his Hesped added something to that. He said something else. He said, Chafetz Chaim cared about the Jewish people and wanted them to be zeicha, to be righteous, to behave correctly in the demand of Hashem, tzipisa li Yeshua, that you should live a life hoping for the Yeshua. Whether Mashiach comes now or doesn't come now, whether he comes soon or doesn't come soon, I don't know. But one thing I know, that every Yid is supposed to be mitzapeh, is supposed to have a desire, a strong desire for Mashiach coming. And then Rabbi Yaakov, in recording his hesped, said that the purpose of the Chafetz Chaim was laharoi shehakel lamaisa, to show that everything about Mashiach is lamaisa, v'tziva shilmadu kachim, and he commanded them to learn kachim. Why? Because he wanted, by Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should be a people that are mitzapim l'Yeshua, that want Mashiach to come. Interesting, he adds that, he writes, Yedidi, my good friend, Reb David Leibowitz, who was a nephew of the Chafetz Chaim, he went to the Kohel Kovna. The Kohel Kovna was the premier Kohel in Klal Yisrael. The Kohel Kovna, Rabbi Yaakov was there. It was a Kohel where you went for 5 years, and then you had to go out and find a shteller. That was the way the Kohel worked in Kovna. Rav David Leibowitz took leave of his uncle, the Chafetz Chaim, left Radin to go to Kohel, to Lithuania, to Kohel Kovna. Radin, of course, was in Poland. The Chafetz Chaim said to Rav David Leibowitz, you're a Kohen. You have to stay here. You have to do kachim. To that, Rav David Leibowitz replied, he says, I have to know the Shabbos. When Mashiach comes, you have to know how to bring a chatas. So you have to know kachim. But you have to know, is this chilul Shabbos mechayiv a carbon chatas? Is this type of chilul Shabbos obligate a person in bringing a chatas? So I'm also preparing for Mashiach. I'm going to learn Dinei Shabbos. To that, the Chafetz Chaim replied, as Rabbi Yaakov quotes it, "Al zeh yesh kvar mishnah berurah." On that, I already wrote a mishnah berurah. And fascinating, Rabbi Yaakov says that the Chafetz Chaim and mishnah berurah very often, and in the Emes Yaakov, a long list, very often paskins that something is d'oraisa or it's d'rabbanan. What's the difference nowadays? We keep d'rabbanan, we keep d'oraisas. Says because the Chafetz Chaim wanted to put into Mishnah Berurah already the halach is to know if you have to bring a chatas. Only in Issa D'oraisa you bring a chatas. At any rate, the point that Rabbi Yaakov makes here that was a chiddush to me, I understood the Chafetz Chaim was teaching kachim and talking about Mashiach in order to make schusim that Mashiach should come, and that's true. But Chafetz Chaim had another desire, that people should be mitzapim liYeshua, that people should desire that Mashiach should come. He writes, Rabbi Yaakov writes, Hirgish, the Chafetz Chaim felt she'amuna b'bias Mashiach nechlesha, that the amuna b'bias Mashiach was weakened, l'chein lotzo laharais, see if he wanted to show Klal Yisrael. So as we go in these turbulent times towards tefillahs, which focus a lot on Malchus Shemayim, primarily on Malchus Shemayim, we should have this tafkid, this idea, this purpose, that we should be mitzapim liYeshua, as the Rambam says, for Kvod Shemayim, and that's something to focus on in our davening. I would add to you that the second paragraph of Aleinu, V'al Kein Nekav Lecha, if you're Ashkenaz, it's Al Kain without the Vav. V'al Kain, the Kabbalah, Hashem Al Kain, Ulirais, Mehera, Besveris, Uzecha, beautiful paragraph. Guess what? It talks about being the sample for Mashiach's coming. The Kabbalah, we hope for B.S. Mashiach. Ah, say the second paragraph of Aleinu, say it a bit slower, say it with the old child, the yeshiva chant, V'al Kain, the Kabbalah, Hashem Al Kain. Say it that way. Now, of course, you're not going to have enough time because in Shul, they don't say Aleinu with enough time to actually say V'alkein HaKavalacha properly. Okay, you have to take an extra couple of minutes. But say it be mitzapeli Yeshua, you should be Zaycha. That if not Tavshin Pei Aleph, at least Tavshin Pei Bei should be a Shana of the Gula Shalema. A good Shabbos, a Ksivach Simatayva to one and all. And I ask you Mechila for the weeks that I was not prompt or I was not at all on the phone at this hour. I believe Neda. We'll try not to miss in the future. Kol Tov, Agud Shabbos, Agud Yar.